death, a hole to nowhere, a hole to nowhere.
You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101. Your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, dear listeners, all of you out there listening in right now? Hope you've been enjoying your week so far. It is August 26th, a very, very lovely yet somewhat cloudy afternoon, but that is all right. It's hard to believe summer is now winding down. September is right around the corner, but there's still time to enjoy ourselves, so why don't we do just that? You're now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host Steve Zhang, live in the beautiful city of Vancouver on the UBC campus in our studio on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, straight into the music today. The first song I have for you is by Korean girl group Tiara. Their new single is called 완전 미쳤네, or So Crazy. It was released on their new EP, So Good, earlier this month, and one of the few singles they released that wasn't produced by Shin Sa-dong Tiger. It was produced by Brave Brothers, one of the most prolific producers in Korea, who has a very nasty habit of producing songs that all sound the same. This one is different, oddly not sounding like one of his 6,457 other songs that all sound the same. He's actually managed to make a fairly passable recreation of the sound Shin Sa-dong Tiger usually created for Tiara, and is characterized by the bouncy synth/sound effects-y line loop that leads into the song, and the emphasis being, of course, more on the bass line and the drums. In typical Korean music fashion, you can guess what the song is about. These ladies are so damn flustered by the dudes that they like that they're melting in the very presence of that person. They're getting dizzy, they're willing to do anything. And this song really isn't at the same level with Tiara's other songs. By all means, compared to songs like Sugar Free and Number 9, this song falls a little flat, but it's still extremely catchy and is a great party song. And since Tiara is one of the rare groups that can bring solid music consistently, I've resigned myself to liking whatever they do, no matter what it is. So let's check it out now, Tiara with So Crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tiara 9, the great sound again, 2015, let's make some noise!
Hey,
That was Tiara with So Crazy, their newest single to be released in Korea. They actually signed a multi-million dollar deal with a company in China. And out of all the Korean girl groups, they actually have the largest fan base in China. So it's smart of them to take advantage of that. The new EP contains a Chinese version of So Crazy. So they're definitely looking to make some of that Chinese money, especially when it's just so willingly being handed out to them. They're honestly just killing it right now. The success is unfathomable in terms of what they've been doing in China right now, but a lot of other girl groups wish that they could accomplish that, but they just can't seem to be able to do that. They're honestly just killing it right now. Next up, slowing things down a bit, Taiwanese American entertainment megastar Wang Lihong, singer songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, and actor. Earlier this year in January, he made his return to music after 4 years away. His album titled Ni De Ai, or Your Love, contained a song called Lie Xin, or Cracked Heart. It's a very simple song, just a little piano, builds up into these more light and subdued drums. It creates this atmosphere, this feeling of melancholy for the song, and it works because this song is about feeling incomplete and unable to stay strong. You realize you love a person more than anything, perhaps. You try to let it all go. You find that it just doesn't work. And as he sings, I thought I was as strong as steel, but the pain I feel is a cracked heart. When it hits right down there, you just can't stop that pain. Simplicity really works to this song's favor. The bare instrumental reinforces the idea that something is missing, like in the song subject, but there's a little bit of orchestral sounds going back to his roots a bit, because before Lihong began playing all these other instruments, he was a violin player. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Twin Machine
Wang Leehong with Cracked Heart, reminding us all that no matter how strong we may think we are, if we're missing that one piece to our puzzle, it can all fall apart just like that. No matter how strong we think it is, and that we can still manage to hold it together. That's dedicated to the single listeners out there right now, myself included. Don't worry about it. Next up, another ballad from the Mandarin pop world is by a very popular singer named Della Wu, otherwise known by her stage name Ding Dang, a more quote-unquote Chinese-ified way of mimicking the sound of a bell, actually. The song is from her 2014 album Dare to Love, titled Shuai Kai, literally translated to Toss Aside or Get Rid of It. So the exact meaning of the song is a little hard to glean. It's actually very abstract, this particular song. Sky, she references a lot of things like the sky falling, being buried alive, and she actually asks the question, who is it that does not leave me much leeway? In the latter half of the song, she talks about tossing it all aside and as doing that as hard as possible. The idea isn't to get rid of someone who's kind of like suffocating you or just isn't doing or just isn't being as good as he possibly be to you. It's more or less a self-reflection. We as people should never be fixated on a single thing, devoting all our energy to one part of our lives. We can't be stubborn, and we definitely cannot just blindly follow other ideas or people. We have to make our own way, and we are ultimately the people who are stopping ourselves from going forward. So the message is really to shake off all the restraint and the self-doubt, leave it all behind, and quit barring yourself from going forward. The song has a really nice build-up. It starts softer and then gradually picks up, adding more instruments along the way. Chinese music really shines with its ballads. This one is just positively charged and breaks away from the typical love song route. So that's coming up next, Della Wu, Toss Aside.
Oh, Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bill and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. It's your
club. Let's get it on. We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Della Wu's Get Rid of It or Toss Aside. Another great ballad from the Chinese music world and from one of its biggest stars, no less. I stand by the opinion that with her vocals, she should try something in more of a rock style, but her vocals are what make her such a beloved ballad singer and a favorite for drama soundtracks. Moving on, something that isn't talked about quite enough on the show, Korean rock band CN Blue, codenamed Blue, is next with their 2013 single, I'm Sorry. They don't fall into the same category as most Korean pop acts, despite being signed to the same label as girl group AOA. The song is essentially them calling out the girl who left them for being a fake. They describe her as just saying, I'm sorry, and those words only, knowing that she's kind of saying them, saying the words that any person would say in that sort of situation to make themselves seem less at fault. All in all, it's just straight calling this girl a liar and a backstabber. It's in their typical pop rock style, composed by the band's frontman Chung Yonghwa, and the sound's not really heard in Korean music. There's a lot of indie pop, there's hip-hop, and of course the usual pop stuff. Not really much rock, though I will say Japan actually has the rock genre down pat. CN Blue originally debuted in Japan. A lot of their more traditional rock-sounding material was released there, so feel free to check that out. That's coming up next, CN Blue, I'm Sorry. And after that, we have AOMG, Simon Dominic, and Jay Park with a new single, One and Only.
It's over. I'm sorry.
Do it now. Do it now.
뭐라도 난 네 말 모르겠어. 나 싫다는 네 말을 모르겠어. 완전히 미쳤어. 장사려 미쳤어. Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
간다고 슬픈 척 연기 말고 떠난다고 빈계도 그만 말해 완전히 미쳤어 정사려 미쳤어 Are you crazy?
Really
want you
날아가 너에게 전부 다 준 나였는데 갑자기 떠난다고 완전히 미쳤어 정신차려 미쳤어 Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
가라고 마음 다 떠난 사람 보낸다고 더 이상 적지 않아 완전히 미쳤어 정신차려 미쳤어 Are you crazy?
Don't make me want to get away
네
난 ill, 일이 당연히 Cause I'm ill, 물어보고 물어봐야지 단지 내가 돈에 미쳐 이러겠어 I do it for love, 그 가치라면 넌 일단 올라타봐 나의 12번째 언제나 널 위해 업자리 비워 두었네 놓고 싫어도 래퍼들과 전부 허세 널 갖기 위해 없는 돈에 don't do nothing 내가 달마다 수천 수억 번개 자랑할 거 못해 그건 다 위대한 부모 덕택 Who gon' stop me 내 crew도 핫해 털 끝 하나 못 건드려 난 무모하네 근데 넌 대체 왜 이래 내가 해준 게 얼만데 나 때문에 삶이 달라진 널 바빼 남자는 여자 하기 나름이 거라며 다니까 일할 때인 그만 내게 말아요 okay. 이제 사랑 계속 물어보면 내가 말했잖아 I do this shit for woman 우리 엄마 그리고는 미래의 딸내 미루 위 돈 벌기 좋은 날씨가 항상 내 머리 위
나 원래 이래 놀 거다 놀거든 나 몰래 이래 다 지켜보거든 너 너무 몰라 날 빼면 너 너무 몰라 나 빼면 작업이 오래 걸린 늦게 남았던 Deadline을 넘겨도 걱정 말아줘 몸값은 올라 계속 baby 몸값은 올라
세계를 전부 지배한 뒤엔 작업실 무대 위 거의 집에만 있네 올해는 내 것 같길 다 기대하길래 밤새 일하던 이 메시지 이제 확인해 많이 기다리게 해서 미안 어쩔 수 없잖아 할 일 많아 래퍼 CEO 난 프로듀서 신중기 고른 트랙은 나에겐 birthday suit 난 참는 것도 일이지 널 보고 풀 때 수로 너 알아 나를 좋아 이런 내가 질린다면 넌 놈들 좀 보고 와 내 블락을 벗어나면 킹 누구가 누구 다 모래 후회 말고 나만 봐라 너의 one and only 오늘 밤 파티 나만 갖게 너 질투할게 뻔해 날 보는 눈이 많아 나 실수하네 난 나랑 노는 누구든 payday 갈게 hey, 좀만 마실게 너랑 내일 데이트하게 yeah.
나 원래 이래 놀 거다 놀거든 나 몰래 이래 다 지켜보거든 너 너무 몰라 날 빼네 너 너무 몰라 나 빼네 작업이 오래 걸린 느낌 남았던 Deadline을 넘겨도 걱정 말아줘 몸값은 올라 계속 빼네 몸값은 올라
나 너의 only one, only one
나 너의 only one, only one
한 적 없었네. I'm true player, so love a lot. 6년의 타잔 시절처럼 날 커스텀해. 사랑이 나의 힘, 그래야 돈 벌어 난. 너는 나의 맥퀸, 나는 너의 왕. 우리 성을 알렉산더로 바꾸고 갔어. 나뿐만 아니라 I love my crew. 내가 너에게 바라는 건 딱 그거 가져. Yeah.
That was CM Blue with I'm Sorry, and after that was Simon Dominic, formerly of hip-hop duo Supreme Team, featuring Jay Park on the hook, One and Only. It's the title track of Simon Dominic's new 4-track EP, One and Only. There's actually a very interesting meaning behind the song. The one is spelt W-O-N, as in Korean won, the currency, which sounds like one. O-N-E. At the very beginning of the song, you may have heard it, you may have not, there was that woman speaking. She's asking, Oppa, is work important or am I important? Through the song, Simon Dominic is rapping about how work is more important, maybe more so than her, but bear with me here. He's always on the grind, he's always hustling, he's in the studio, the office, wherever. But that's not just for the sake of working, he's doing it to provide for those he loves, his family, the girlfriend in question, and his future children. He needs to make money to support them. Work is important because he needs to do that in order to really help his loved ones and to really be there for them. He's asking this girl to respect what he does and why he does it. He is her one and only because he is the one making the money and supporting her. And of course, big ups to AOMG's Gray for dropping another killer beat. Trademark sound, a little bit of piano and some keys over a really bass heavy drum line. And it's actually, if you think about it, it's very LA in a sense, because it's actually very reminiscent of G-Funk music, which was, of course, pioneered by Dr. Dre. And that, for me, is really amazing, and it's really spoke to me a little bit, because I myself am actually from Southern California. I love hip-hop music, and I love G-Funk. So definitely, once again, mad respect to Gray for dropping another killer beat. AOMG doing big things in Korea's hip-hop scene. Like their motto says, follow the movement, go and check out more of them. Now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. First up from China, former EXO member Luhan continues to do big things even after several endorsement deals, movies, and new single releases. Luhan continues his burgeoning popularity. It has been revealed through the unveiling of concept posters that in September, the singer-actor will release his first solo album, Reloaded. The album's concept posters were designed by Mike Jones, creative director for electronic music label Mad Descent. Since his departure from the popular Korean boy band EXO, Luhan has been working in China, and his latest film, The Witness, is slated for an October 2015 release. Apart from his acting and modeling work, he has also continued making music, contributing to the soundtracks of feature films, and also working on one of the bidding songs for the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Luhan filed a lawsuit against his former label, SM Entertainment, in October of 2014, seeking a contract termination, citing unfair terms and having his health disregarded by the label. Since then, he has been on the rise in China's entertainment scene. Reading news like this always makes me laugh a little bit, not because he's successful and I'm jealous, but actually because many of his haters are convinced that his career is failing, and these haters are mostly from South Korea. They're convinced that he's just not doing good, that he's struggling, that he has no more money, that he's just desperately seeking for work. But if you actually do keep up with this, and if you actually have read about what Luhan has been doing, what his career can be described as is anything but unsuccessful. Movies, music, everything. He's doing everything. His face is everywhere. And people are convinced that somehow he's still not doing as well as he could be. And they're convinced that it's because SM Entertainment is strong-arming these Chinese companies and these Chinese record labels for helping Luhan, when in reality, Korean record labels actually have very little pull in China's entertainment industry. And a lot of the times, these Chinese companies, even though they're actually being sued by these by these other companies, specifically SM Entertainment, is actually suing these Chinese companies for giving Luhan the opportunity to work, when in reality, the fact is they just don't care because they know they're doing better. Luhan is making them money. He's making himself money. Everyone's happy except for SM Entertainment. Next up, from South Korea, South Korean propaganda campaigns geared towards North Korea continue through the power of music. Over a decade ago, North and South Korea agreed to stop using these huge walls of loudspeakers to broadcast propaganda. Recently, there was an exchange of artillery fire across the demilitarized zone, following another spike in tensions between the two nations when South Korea accused North Korea of placing landmines which maimed two South Korean soldiers on border patrol. After the accusation was made, after 11 years, South Korea restarted its use of loudspeakers to spread cross-border propaganda. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has stated that the broadcast, considered a part of psychological warfare, will continue until further notice. The broadcast contained news from the outside world, Korean pop music, weather reports, anti-Korean North propaganda, including open criticism of North Korea's human rights abuses and the promise that defectors will be welcomed in the South. The earlier exchange of fire was allegedly started by North Korea backing up a threat to destroy the South's speakers, and South Korea retaliated. In response to the restarting of South Korea's speakers, North Korea has also begun using their own speakers again, but it is being reported that the sound quality is subpar and it is almost impossible to understand what is being broadcasted. The pop songs being blasted across the border contain Big Bang's Bang Bang Bang, IU's Heart, Girls' Generation's Genie, and No Sion's Meeting. Not entirely related to what's usually covered on this show, but a rather serious matter. The state of North Korea for its citizens is indeed horrible. People are suffering, but they're too scared to do anything. Regardless of whether you believe pop music is propaganda or whether or not this entire thing is doing all that much good, there is perhaps some merit to the use of music. It is still a method of expression, a sort of freedom, if you will, something that the regime in North Korea is trying to deny its citizens. So it's unknown at this time how this situation will develop or how it's going to continue on from here, but I will keep you updated on this particular matter, and that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more news and some more headlines, but for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One, two, three, four.
Robin B. Little Tank there on the radio. Lolly, lolly, go, what a show. Friday morning, 9 to 10, 101.9 FM. Lolly, lolly, go, what a show.
Hey, I'm Robin.
And I'm Jake.
And we host a show together every Friday morning.
It's called Up on the Roof on CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right now I have a song from Taiwan's queen of dance and one of Asia's most renowned pop divas, Jolin Tsai, with a song off her 2014 album Play, and the song itself is called Play. So the idea behind this song is that it's just having lots of fun. What she's actually doing is that she's actually kind of calling out the fakiness, the kind of the facades that a lot of these celebrities put on, and also how people are kind of just blindly worshiping all these people. And her idea is just that you should just let them all out. You should just completely throw them off and just not really care about them. But also, you can still kind of show them love every now and again. But regardless, this one, I picked this one not because it's some outstanding, necessarily outstanding work of musical art. But what this one really is that it's just so upbeat and so catchy and just so much fun. It's just one of those things, one of those songs where you could just put on and you can just stupid dance to and just not really care about it at all. And of course, it's from one of the queens of dancing in Asian pop music. So let's all dance to this one together then with her and just enjoy the music as it is. So Jolin Tsai, Play, coming up next. Jolin Tsai with Play, again, just something that you could just get up and stupid dance to without really caring what other people may think. She's definitely got a very consistent sound, a very good sound, and she's not afraid to really experiment with the different styles of music. And for the past few years, she's been doing a lot of EDM-style music. But this one is actually not EDM at all. I don't really actually know how to describe it, but it's definitely got a little more urban influence. Again, props to her for being adventurous amongst and really just standing out amongst a lot of these other singers from Taiwan and in China. Moving on, though, it is our Canadian Artist of the Week, Toronto-based rapper, singer, producer, and also audio engineer, Jordan Lorenzo, with his song Perfect Dream. Now, This one is in the R&B style. It's got a very soothing melody, and it's just something softer after what we just heard from Jolene Tsai. And with this one, of course, it's really just talking about what could have been and how everything had really gone not as planned, how it actually became a lot worse than what it could have been. So that's coming up next. You won't need me to break this down all that much. Jordan Lorenzo with Perfect Dream.
Yesterday was so long ago.
That was Jordan Lorenzo with Perfect Dream. Very good R&B song. You can check out more of his work on SoundCloud, YouTube, and just find him all over the internet and check his social media for anything if you're interested in that particular style of music. And of course, we gotta show some love to our fellow Canadians out there. Coming up next, I have a song by a very, very unique girl group from South Korea called Mamamoo. And the song is called Aup. and it's off their 2015 EP, Pink Funky. Now, the idea behind this song is that what they're really trying to do is that they're really trying to portray kind of this confidence and kind of calling out dudes for being pretty much just essentially lame, but also portraying themselves as being just as being these very confident, very, very not needing of these lame dudes in their lives. And it's really interesting because this particular song is in an extremely, extremely retro style. And a lot of girl groups in South Korea do tackle that every now and again. But this particular group, Mamamoo, actually made their entire careers out of doing something away from the typical K-pop sound that you would expect from these girl groups. So they did this, they actually created this song with a Korean-American singer known as Ezna, who also penned the lyrics and composed this song. So very powerful vocals. And what's interesting, another thing about this song is that when it gets to the chorus, it's actually not actually sung. It's actually in sort of a kind of like a talk. It's not quite a rap, but they kind of talk through the chorus rather than actually singing it. So again, something extremely different from the typical mold, breaks away from the mold of K-pop music when it comes to girl groups. So that's coming up next. Mamamoo with Aup.
From side to side, just look, don't touch. Everywhere I go, I get the feeling. 불같이 뜨거운 시선들. 서서히 다가오는 my little monster. 딱 거기까지. 비켜봐, I'm my way. 매고 땡기고. 미치겠네, 다칠까봐 걱정되죠. 뭐. 여기요, 저기요, 나 좀 빠져요. 이리저리 들려오는 귀찮은 얘기들 너무 예뻐요. Oh baby please be yourself. 보는 얘기 제발 stop. 나는 저 멀리 떠나버렸어. Ain't nobody got time for this. 쓸데없는 용기만 내면 뭐 어쩌라고. 잘생기면 다니 네 머릿속에 메리만 들려. 텅텅텅 자꾸 쪽쪽쪽 just look, don't touch. Every time you come a little closer, 넌 심장 소리 커지고. 이대로 가면 너만 다칠 것 같은 걸. 저만치 떨어져 있는 게 좋을 걸. 꺼져라 일로 와 미국 땡기고. 미치겠네 다칠까봐 걱정되잖아. 1분만 10초만 시간 내줘요. 이리저리 들려오는 귀찮은 얘기들 난 너뿐이야. Oh baby please behave yourself. 뻔한 얘기는 제발 stop. 나는 저 멀리 떠나버렸어. Ain't nobody got time for this. Listen to me boy. 다 필요 없어. 남자가 돼야지. 안 그래? 여기까지 좋지. 화풀이 할 때 다 들어줘. 자존심 같은 거 다 버려. 몬스타 다 잡은 물고기 니가 다 확게. 어장치는 분위기 손잡고 잘게. 오빠 믿어 남자는 다 그래. 아빠 말처럼 남자는 다 늑대. 거기 무난히 절반의 다리. 진짜 너네 타입 아니야. 절대 너네 가인해도 바로 고쳐. 매볼 일 없어 그만. Goodbye yeah. 기회를 줄 테니 just let's do it all.
마마무 featuring Ezna with Aup. So a bit of a fun fact regarding this group is that, of course, the name Mamamoo, their fan club deriving their own name from the name Mamamoo, they named themselves Moo Moo. So Moo is the Korean word, actually, for radish. So this just goes out to show how awesome their fans are, not just this group, because whenever the fans show up to their concerts and their performances, they hold these radishes with these pink fluffy mustaches, which kind of is the symbol for this group, pasted onto that radish. And they go out. Those are their lights. Those are their glow sticks. And they kind of just wave those when they're sitting in the crowd. So Mamamoo offering a distinct flavor to Korean music in general. Definitely, definitely go and check them out, especially if you like that old school kind of jazzy feeling that they're bringing. So that will actually take us into the last song of today. It's by one of my favorite singer-songwriters and R&B artists from Hong Kong, Khalil Fong. And the song is off his 2011 album 15 called Yinwei Ni, which means Because of You. And this one, he's just kind of going around, kind of just questioning all the different things that maybe the start of a relationship or maybe causing the end of a relationship. Is it because of her? Is it because of that? Is it because of luck? Or is it because of feelings? You never really know. But he brings that all up. So if you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way. AsianWave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, including that particular bit about South Korea using loudspeakers to send K-pop music over the DMZ as propaganda to North Korea. So if you have any thoughts on that, send it to me as well. AsianWave101@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Coming up next is our weekly arts report. Jake and crew are coming in here to bring you some more news on the local arts scene. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. This has been Asian Wave 101. I will talk to you again next week. Take care and peace.
听说大同为了新专辑写了很多新歌，那会跟以前有什么不同吗？也许会啊。你写歌的灵感是哪里来的？
这...
也许是天气，也许是。